Gracious God, may only your word be spoken and your word be heard. Amen. I was in college the first time that I ever attended an improv comedy show. Some friends were friends with students in the improv comedy troupe, and that was the first time that I was introduced to a foundational concept in the world of improv comedy. The idea of yes and. Maybe some of you have heard of this. It's the idea that when you are doing improv comedy, once the scene begins, the actor must receive and accept any idea that their scene partner offers. But then they must add to the idea. They say, yes, and. This is not always easy. And even the greats can get it wrong. There's a story about the comedian Joan Rivers, who briefly did a stint with the Second City improv comedy troupe in the late 1950s. And in a scene, Joan Rivers turned to her scene partner and said, "I want a divorce." And her scene partner responded, "But what about the children?" And then Joan Rivers responded, "We don't have any children." And that particular line got a huge laugh from the crowd. But then the scene died. Joan had not accepted her partner's offering and then added to it. She had said no to his idea. So while that one line got some really big laughs, there was nowhere to go with the scene after that. Denying her scene partner's offering had killed the scene because it limited their imaginary world. Yes, and is a posture that keeps creativity alive. Yes, and allows a comedy troupe to discover the unknowns of a scene they are creating on the fly. The comedians are discovering a story that has never existed before. Yes, and is a posture that allows a group of people to go into the unknown together while still being guided by a unifying principle that allows for maximum creativity to respond to whatever it is that comes up. Yes, and leaves all the doors open, all the paths available. Now, this is the second Sunday in a row where our gospel reading has featured John the Baptist. And another thing that I remember from college, where I studied religion and art history, is that artwork featuring John the Baptist frequently shows him in the same pose. Whether the painting was by Leonardo da Vinci or Raphael or Titian or Matthias Grunewald, John the Baptist is shown with his arm outstretched, pointing to something. If it's a portrait of John by himself, he's often pointing up, presumably toward heaven. And if John is shown with other people, John is pointing at Jesus. Our passage this morning is from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. And we are at the very beginning of the story here. And John the Baptist is the first character that is introduced by name. But the gospel writer is very quick to tell us that while John is the first person named in this story is not about him. The priests and the Levites have all come to ask John who he is, and they give him a whole bunch of options. Are you the Messiah? Elijah? The prophet? And John replies, I am not. This is an important choice of words. I am not. Because in the gospel, according to John, Jesus will have seven famous I am statements. And most of these will sound familiar. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door for the sheep. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. All of these are different metaphors and different understandings of who Jesus was and who Jesus is. And they are all rooted in the same powerful phrase. I am. I am is the name that God gives to Moses at the burning bush. Jesus repeatedly making the claim, I am, tells us something about the relationship between Jesus and the God of Moses. John the Baptist says, I am not, and points to someone else. Jesus says, I am. And in those seven I am statements, we begin to get a taste of just how multifaceted Jesus is. Jesus himself is telling us, I am more than one thing. And thank God that Jesus is not one thing. Because we who follow Jesus are a whole host of different things. Scripture tells us that God created us in God's own image, and the infinite different expressions of humanity reflect something of the infinitude and the boundlessness of the God that created us. And so for each of us, a different expression of Jesus might be the one that is the most resonant. For some, that image of the good shepherd who goes out and finds the lost sheep and gently lays it across his shoulders, for some, that is the image of Jesus they need. And for others, it is the image of the healer, the one who goes to the man who has been ill for 38 years. And instead of making any assumptions about that man's wants or desires, Jesus asks the man, "Do you want to be made well?" And lets the man answer for himself. For others, Jesus is the one that feeds the crowds with bread for their bodies and words of hope for their souls. For others, Jesus is the revolutionary, committed to the ending of empires and corrupt systems of power. The one who quoted our Isaiah passage from this morning and declared his own ministry to be bringing good news to the oppressed, binding up the brokenhearted, proclaiming liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. And for others, Jesus is the teacher, the rabbi, who tells stories with profound moral and ethical implications, and who declares, "Blessed are the peacemakers." For some of us, the most resonant image of Jesus is his dying a sacrificial death on the cross for our personal sins. For others, it is the resurrected sovereign sitting at the right hand of the Father. It might be the angry Jesus flipping the tables of the money changers in the temple. It might be the frightened Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane and asking that this cup might pass from him. It might be the mourning Jesus weeping at the death of his friend Lazarus. Or it might be the playful Jesus nicknaming his disciples Rocky and Sons of Thunder. The most resonant image of Jesus for you might be any of those things, or maybe something I didn't even name. And which of those images resonates with you most might change over the course of the winding road of your life. We need all of those different images of Jesus. A multifaceted body of Christ must allow for a multifaceted understanding of Christ. Christ is the unifying principle that allows for maximum creativity as we, the church, respond to whatever it is that comes up. When we talk about Jesus, we must say, "Yes, and." When we witness to who Jesus was and who Jesus is, we must say, "Yes, and." Jesus was a teacher. Yes. And Jesus was a healer. Yes. And Jesus was a reconciler. Yes. And Jesus was a revolutionary. Yes. And Jesus was a servant. Yes. And Jesus was the Messiah. Yes. And Jesus is God. Yes. And Jesus was an infant who could not have been more helpless, who was persecuted from the time of his birth, and for a time lived as an immigrant in a strange land, utterly dependent on the humans around him for his care. And if any of us try to restrict Jesus to just one of those things, then we shut down the conversation. We kill the scene. We limit the diversity and the creativity of our witness to Christ in God's world. And look around, y'all. The world has got big and complicated problems, and we are going to need all the creativity that God has given us to chart a path forward that is life-giving for all of God's children. When you witness to Christ in the world, through your words or through your actions, you are like John the Baptist. You are pointing to something beyond yourself. You might be pointing at the teacher, or the healer, or the revolutionary, or the peacemaker, or the miracle worker, or the infant, or however it is that you most authentically encounter the risen Christ in your life. But we have got to remember that we are all pointing at the same thing. We are all pointing beyond ourselves to Christ himself. I thank God for your individual, authentic witness, because the world desperately needs it. And I thank God for the unity that comes from understanding that while we are all living out our own individual, unique baptismal calls, we are all also pointing toward the same thing. Jesus is our unifying principle. Jesus was human, and Christ is limitless. Jesus is our yes and, which allows us to step into the unknown and discover our God-inspired creative response to a broken world. May it always be so. Amen.